Welcome to the Assurance Financial Expert Analysis here on NewOrleansSaints.com. I'm John DeShazer, senior writer. In this game, from the Saints-Redskins game on Sunday at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, the Saints, a 34-31 overtime victory that extended their win streak to 8 consecutive games. But it does not get to overtime unless the Saints can make a defensive stand in the fourth quarter. Now, with 2:38 remaining in the fourth quarter, the Redskins have the ball third and one at their own 33-yard line. And the Saints have to make a stop in order to get off the field defensively and to force a punt because they're out of timeout. And if Washington converts this first down, they essentially can take a knee after the two-minute warning and run out the clock. Now, the two guys who are credited with the tackle on this is linebacker Manti Te'o. This is safety Vaughn Bell. Let's clear it. However, the critical players for the Saints defensively are going to be safety Raphael Bush, defensive end Trey Hendrickson, and defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins. Rankins and Hendrickson will crash inside to force. Now, Rankins will actually force a double team, and Hendrickson will also occupy a blocker. That's going to leave this pulling guard to come outside to pick up Raphael Bush as he rushes the quarterback. And because he pulls outside, this tight end is unable to get to Vaughn Bell, and it's going to leave a crease right here to get to Samaje Perine, the running back for Washington, in the backfield by Manti Te'o and Vaughn Bell. So we're going to clear it, and we're going to run it in slow-mo, and you'll see it as it happens. On the snap, Kirk Cousins takes the snap, and we're going to freeze it right here. Immediately, Sheldon Rankins causes a double team. Immediately, Trey Hendrickson is going to crash downside and occupy another couple of blockers. 75, the guard, is going to pull out and be forced to take Raphael Bush. And because he has to swing out and take Bush, that leaves an opening, a crease right here for Manti Te'o. And Vaughn Bell is fast enough to beat this tight end around the corner to the running back. So we're going to run it in the crease right here on the edge. That's Vaughn Bell and Manti Te'o combining on the tackle. And that's a loss of a yard for the Saints. So actually, they do better than get a stop. They get a loss of a yard and force the punt. And we know after they forced that punt, the Saints offense went down on a four-play drive, covered 87 yards, and they scored in less than 1 minute, I think 48 seconds, to score the touchdown, then get the two-point conversion, tie the game, send it into overtime. But it never gets to any of that if the Saints can't get this defensive stop. So we're going to run it again. Full speed. Look at Te'o in the hole. Look at Vaughn Bell crashing around the corner. They get the defensive stop. They get off the field. They force the punt. And we know what happens next. The Saints win in overtime on a Will Lutz field goal. And that is your expert analysis for this week.